Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. That's right. Rob Parker along with Ephraim Salaam, the former NFL offensive lineman and weekend host here at Fox Sports Radio. And we're broadcasting
right
live
from San Diego State, number 74, Ephraim Salaam.
There it is. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And oh, what a show we do have. Brian Lewis from the New York Post, he covers the Nets. We'll have him in about 25 minutes or so. And a lot of other things to talk about. Ephraim Salaam, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I tried to give you your space because the last time I was there, you had four masks on, so I felt kind of uncomfortable.
It looked like you coming live from a kitchen now. So, I'm sorry I had to put you into the Days Inn kitchen or wherever that is.
No, that's my kitchen. I mean, you know, until they get me the screen for behind, you know, we're working.
You got to get
that.
The
I'm
screen,
not big time.
Man.
Yes.
You got to get the screen.
I need a screen behind me, but we're working on that. A lot of stuff to talk about, but and we will get to Pelé, who passed away at age 82. Arguably considered the greatest soccer player of all time, right? I mean,
is there an argument?
I don't think there's an argument, but you know how people are nowadays.
Know. I do know.
You know, like everything is questioned, you know, but yeah. I'm with you. And I was very fortunate growing up in New York when he played for the Cosmos. So do you remember the New York Cosmos or you remember anything about them?
Absolutely not.
Okay. The New York Cosmos, they had a soccer team back then and they went and got like the three biggest soccer stars from the world to play on this team. Pelé, of course, from Brazil. And then they had Franz Beckenbauer from Germany and Giorgio Canaglia. I forgot where he was from, but they had like these three, like they were all in, you know, in their second win, second go. They weren't in their primes, but these three great players played for the New York Cosmos. So I actually got to watch them. They played at Giant Stadium.
Oh, wow.
In the mid-70s, you know?
Yeah.
And so, we'll talk about soccer and Pelé. And his passing at age 82. and much more. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio show without them. Brandon is in for Rob G. He's our producer today. Also, Iowa Sam is in for Alex. He's our engineer. And I did not hear the update.
Yeah, just people taking off, huh? Just...
It's the holiday.
Well, I mean, I guess some people just come to work, though. You know, all right.
Well, I mean, you see who's working.
Well, hey, man, I see two brothers here, strapping it on, ready to go to work. That's what
right.
I see.
Who's at the anchor desk?
It's got to be the one and only Steve.
Oh, and Steve DeSager. Okay, and Steve, hey, Steve DeSager, he'll keep us updated throughout the program as well. But you know what? When I was a kid, it's funny you say that during the holidays. I remember watching Channel 2 News, which was the CBS station in New York, WCBS. And that would be the only time you would see an all-black anchor desk. It would be the holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Like, now, I don't know what's wrong with that statement, the all-black anchor desk, or yes, the fact that you, when you were a kid, you used to watch the news. I don't know what...
Ephraim, that's why I'm in this business.
I get
Ephraim,
it.
Ephraim, I was...
I get it.
Really? Like, I don't know when you decided you want to be a football player, mm-hmm, but I'm not even kidding you. When I was 9 years old,
yeah,
I wanted to be a sports writer for the Daily News in New York.
That's beautiful.
That was my dream.
That's why you're good at your job. I mean, you have a dream for that long.
Old, yes.
I can tell you exactly when I wanted to be a football player.
When?
It was right after my good friend, John Hellman, asked the coach our freshman year in high school, could I join the team?
Is that right?
That was it. That was my introduction to football
in the whole 9 yards.
Ninth grade. That was it.
That's crazy. But you
see, Ephraim, yeah. Salam.
but yeah, so mine goes way back, and I used to watch the news, all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you real quickly, I was in high school, and there was a sportscaster on this CBS station named Warner Wolf. And he was the big sportscaster and whatnot. And so I was in class. It was American history. And Patrick Henry, what's Patrick Henry's famous saying, Ephraim? Do you know?
No.
Okay, American history, Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. You know that.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Henry. So the teacher says, give me liberty, and Warner Wolf's like line, or what do they call those? His signature line was, give me a break. So when the teacher said, Patrick Henry once said, give me liberty, I shouted out in the class, or give me a break. Everybody knew it was Warner Wolf's line.
Uh-huh.
Everybody laughed. So I wrote a letter to Warner Wolf. I swear to you, I'm 16 years old or something. I'm watching the news, and Ephraim, he reads my letter on the air.
What?
Yes. And he goes, I got a letter from a viewer in Jamaica, Queens. And he writes this, and he reads the whole thing. Hey, Warner, if you're going to steal somebody else's line, use the whole thing. Patrick Henry first said, give me liberty or give me a break. He goes... All the anchors are there. He goes, boo, that was terrible. He crumples it up, throws it over his shoulder. And, dude, after that, I was hooked.
You were in.
I wrote something that made it to the news that he thought was good enough to put on the news in New York.
I love that, man. That's amazing. Look at you.
I know. Crazy. All right. Another good thing that's happening in New York. Let's get there, Ephraim. Let's start with the NBA. Last night, the Brooklyn Nets won their 10th in a row. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta. They were down most of the games, came charging back in the third and fourth quarter, took the lead. Atlanta tied it. They win it at the end, and they hold on for 10 in a row. They are streaking to now the third-best team in the Eastern Conference. They've won 10 in a row and I believe 14 out of 15. You know, since Kyrie's been back, they've been balling. They started a little bit before he got there, obviously, from all the – headache and noise and all the stuff that went on with Kyrie Irving and the Nets. But, Ephraim, are you impressed thus far? Because I'll tell you what, I am.
Look, as much as I hate to do this, because my little brother, he's Brooklyn all day, Sutton. Brooklyn stand up. Blah, blah. Right? Like, you know, Bed-Stuy, Sutton. Like, I have to deal with all of that. So we have a little shoe group that we talk trash about. And, you know, about everybody's teams. Of course, my team's the Lakers and my brothers and a couple other guys are the Bulls.
Right.
But my boy Omar, his team is Brooklyn.
Right. Where did that come from?
He from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
My mother, son. My mother still living where I grew on my block, son. Like, right? You know, you get it. You know. You from Jamaica, Queens.
I know guys like that who talk like
Yo,
that.
Son.
And it's the real, yes.
Yo, son. Who that, son? Like, I get the whole New York, Brooklyn, everything. So as much as I hate to give Brooklyn their props, look, my job is to speak the truth. And the truth is, they're playing great basketball. The truth is, Steve Nash should never have been the coach.
Yep.
The truth is, once they all bought into the same system, the Kyrie episodes, the Kevin Durant wanting to be out, even the Ben Simmons sightings, right? He's coming. He's playing defense. He's going to do his thing. The noise, we haven't heard any noise.
100%.
No noise.
All you hear is basketball. Right?
And that is the difference. When distractions are abundant, you can't hear anything but the distractions and not the basketball. Right now, out of Brooklyn, all we hear is shoes squeaking on the ground and balls swishing through the nets. That's it. That's the difference, right? There's a sense of trust and camaraderie in that locker room that was fractured all the way back to the vaccine thing a couple years ago, right? It just needed time to mend. Right, we saw in this offseason, KD wanted out. I want to be gone. You got to trade me.
And I give the Nets credit, the ownership, because they weren't going to give him away.
They were like, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that.
We're not giving you away. If we can't get a comparable deal, you signed a 4-year extension, right?
With
a no trade.
That's exactly right.
And they held to their grounds. They said, we're not giving you away, which was very smart. And, you know, even I give them one other thing they did. And Jacques Vaughn has been tremendous as the coach. And what I liked, Ephraim, is they took the interim tag almost off immediately when they started playing and the players were responding to him. But Udoka, remember there was talks that they were going to get Udoka.
Yeah.
And somebody got to the owner and said, dude, after all this Kyrie stuff, this is not the right move. Like, this isn't the right move. And they pushed back from that. And the thing that when you look at this team, the pieces fit, and this is what they were supposed to be, Ephraim, from
yes.
the beginning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is what everybody thought when they would come together, but there were all the problems, distractions, injuries, vaccination.
A lot of noise, man.
Yeah, just all noise. And you can't always play through that. People think you can. No, it affects people. And finally, the only story coming out of Brooklyn is 10 wins in a row.
That's it.
Which nobody's done in the NBA this year.
I'll tell you what. People have this assumption that professional athletes are somehow, especially during their season and when they're playing, they're impervious to stress or negativity or any of those things. As an athlete, the one thing you don't want to do is every time you sit down and address the media or in front of a microphone or at a press conference, you don't want to answer questions about things that have zero to do with basketball. That is, it's nauseating. It'll drive you crazy as a player. And that's what the Brooklyn Nets have been for the last couple years.
No doubt.
They've been asked questions about things that have zero to do with the team chemistry on the court. The plays, the wins, the losses, it was always about something else. And so you tune that out, and it affects how you the dynamic on the court.
And there's never been an issue about can Kyrie play.
No.
I mean, he's a hell of a basketball player. He really is. Last night, I think he had 15 of his 28, Ephraim, in the fourth quarter, knocked down a huge three at one point during a run by the Nets. You don't hear anything about Kyrie, right? Zero. Like it's just about basketball. But you know, the bigger question, and I know a lot of people are like, well, but they're not going to beat the Celtics or the Bucks.
We're not even there yet.
We're not there.
We're
Thank
not
you.
There yet.
Thank you. Like that's too easy to try to dismiss everything and say it's going to come down to that. We don't know.
We're in June. How
right.
we get to June? We're not even in 2023 yet.
Right. We have to look at and look at what's happening now. And what's happening right now is that they're the best team in the league and they're playing like it. And that doesn't mean that they're going to win the championship automatically. But let's take a look at where they are now And we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And are you impressed? What impresses you the most about the Nets? Is it Ben Simmons' resurgence? Is it Kyrie Irving being able to go? He had some dark days where people weren't sure, Ephraim, whether or not he's going to stick around, you know, at one point. Or Kevin Durant for being able to suck it up and eat some humble pie, ask for a trade, was denied. He could have sulked all year, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing an MVP.
Yeah, it's crazy because if you hadn't been paying attention to the NBA, you wouldn't know that they had been on a 10-game winning streak. And that's the point. That's the point we made earlier in this segment is you're not hearing anything coming out of Brooklyn. They got their heads down. And they're playing basketball. No Ben Simmons. Oh, he's in, he's out, his back, his head.
Nothing.
Nobody's talking about any of that.
No doubt.
And I think that's the difference.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. 877-996-6369. Coming up next, we'll take some of your phone calls and talk more about the Nets. And don't forget, Brian Lewis from the New York Post will also join us. So that's all coming up. Right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I love Iowa Sam, man. He knows what's going on in the world. Today is Mary Tyler Moore's birthday. And she passed a few years back. Are you serious?
I had no idea. I just pulled that at random.
Today is her birthday.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable. It is the Odd Couple.
Odds?
On a TV theme song Thursday, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for a free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, that's 877-996-6369. And we're talking about the Brooklyn Nets, who are now on a 10-game winning streak. What has impressed you the most, or who, when we talk about the big three? Is it Ben Simmons? Is it KD? Is it Kyrie? But they're rolling. 877-99 on Fox. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, we got Mark in Sacramento. You on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Sacktown in the house, I see. What's up, Ethan?
What up, Sacktown? Whoop.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
How you?
Yeah, you know I'm watching, and I have to tell you exactly what I've been seeing.
Yes, tell me.
I'm impressed, and I'll tell you what I'm impressed with. I'm impressed with the demeanor and the focus of Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. not because of Kyrie, not because of Ben Simmons, but because those other players, you always talk about making somebody better.
Yep.
Look how those other players are playing with Kevin Durant. Before Kyrie even got back, those guys were seeing that he was giving those guys confidence before Kyrie got back.
I agree with that. I agree with that, Mark.
And he's found a way to speak to the media without being combative. He's going to these press conferences. He's being engaging. He's being informative. He's being non-combative.
He has put down the shield. He has, Mark.
He has, and he seems to be speaking for them. I finally say this. We said this about him. You and me and Chris said he didn't have the personality to take over the team. He has taken over this team. He's speaking for it on the court and off, and I'm impressed with that more than anything else. And yes, I'm impressed with that. I want to say one other thing though. Watch out, because Philadelphia had won 8 in a row, and they just lost last night, so they won 8 out of 9 without Terrence Maxey for a month. Hmm. So that's – you definitely watch that.
No doubt. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate that, Mark. We got Dre in Michigan. You on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on, Rob Parker, the hardest working man in radio?
Man, I don't have those deep pockets like everybody else. I got to work and grind. You know that.
Yeah, I see you called in to Vinny Johnson of the Odd Couple because he come off the bench every time with it. He can bring that fire every time.
You already know. You always have it, man.
Not as much. Hey, man, I'm impressed with Kyrie, bro. Seriously, man. I had the pleasure of me and my son went to the game when they played the Pistons last week.
Okay.
And to see the focus in this man's eyes, man, it was kind of scary because he was looking like, I'm about to do what I'm about to do, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. You know what I'm saying? And after everything that he's been through, I mean, that
no,
was
it was
lot,
bad.
So.
I mean, he was in hell for a minute.
Yeah.
There ain't no doubt about it.
For a minute, right. But they say you're only stronger than what you come up against. And he came up against a lot. And still to see the focus he has, but at the same time, like during the timeouts, he's smiling and everything. I'm like, you know, that he earned my respect on that one. So I got to give it up for Kyrie.
All right, Dre. Appreciate
absolutely
it. 877-99 on Fox.
We got MJ in New Orleans. You on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Happy theme show Thursday, guys.
Yes, sir.
Too,
what's
brother?
Up, MJ?
What's going on? Hey, I'm impressed that Kevin freaking Durant, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, and the Nets didn't let the media, naysayers, and the talking heads convince them to embrace the villain role. It didn't fall for that banana in the tailpipe like that guy when he traveled to Miami. I was also waiting for T.J. Warren to lace him up also, which makes me believe KD is in that MVP conversation. Kyrie is an all-star. And hey, Ephraim.
Yo.
You still think Kyrie should come off the bench, man?
No, I don't think he should come off the bench at all.
I mean, that
the way they're playing now. The way they're playing now, I wish the Lakers would have made that trade, man. Yeah, I'm dying over here.
Yeah, hey, what an addition he would add. But I knew Brooklyn wasn't going to help the Lakers. There ain't no way they were going to.
Nobody want to help the Lakers,
right,
man.
For Westbrook, let's squeeze another one
in. We got one more. Thank you, MJ. Appreciate you. We got Brandon in Riverside. IE, stand up. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I love the show.
Thank you, bud. We appreciate it. You know it.
Yeah, I'm more impressed with Kevin Durant. Not that I didn't know that he's a baller and he can score anytime he wants to.
Right.
I for the first time I actually see the leadership that he's doing with this team this year. And of course I'm really happy because, you know, I picked Brooklyn to come out of the East this year, so I'm just glad they got it together. And Ben Simmons looks like he's getting more and more comfortable in his role. And he knows what to do. And of course, Kyrie is going to be Kyrie because we know he can, you know, just score anytime he wants to. But I'm more impressed with KD just leading his team and cutting out the noise and just playing basketball, as he loves to say. Because he loves to say, I just want the ball, you know?
No doubt. And it could have been, Ephraim, a disaster. You ask for a trade. You don't get traded. You sulk all year. You don't give your all. You're trying to get traded. He could have just played like dog do, right, to say, I'm not playing here.
The thing that I've noticed out of all three, their big three, Ben, Kyrie, KD, is maturity. Right? And I'm not talking about maturity as a, you know, these grown men. I'm talking about maturity as a teammate and as an athlete. Right? The maturity that's set in to where you're able to block out the noise and just focus on your job.
Right.
And that's why they're having the success they're having.
No doubt. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets for the New York Post, so we'll get more insight on the Nets and what's going on and the dynamics there. But first, let's get you caught up with Mr. Steve DeSager. What's up, Steve?
Hey, hello, Steve. And a belated Merry Christmas, and thank you for the gift, Rob, and best wishes for the show for 2023.
I appreciate that very much. We appreciate you on the show, Steve, every day. The best update anchor on national sports talk radio, period.
Hey, Steve.
Very kind words. Thank you. And let's get to the NFL tonight.
And you know me. I don't pass around compliments like that.
We've got Dallas at Tennessee tonight, 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. It's a Titans team that's lost five in a row. Derrick Henry is not playing tonight, sitting out for, quote, precautionary reasons with the hip injury.
Wait a minute. Can I get my money back?
That's a no. It's kind of like the NBA. Tennessee's finale at Jacksonville is the one that will decide the AFC South. Henry is out tonight. Also, safety Amani Hooker, Danico Autry, defensive lineman, and others are on the inactive list. Inactives for the Cowboys include linebacker Leighton Vander Esch and running back Tony Pollard. He is out with a thigh injury tonight. Again, it's a Dallas team that's facing a slumping Tennessee team, although a Dallas loss or tie tonight would clinch the division for Philly. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts returned to limited practice today. He sprained his shoulder a week and a half ago. Cardinals quarterback Colt McCoy practiced fully after his concussion. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson did not practice today. He's had a knee injury. Green Bay wide receiver Christian Watson missed practice with a hip injury. And the Chargers designated linebacker Joey Bosa to return from injured reserve over the next few weeks. In college football, we've got three bowl games. 9 p.m. Eastern time, it'll be number 12 ranked Washington against number 20 Texas in the Alamo Bowl. At Yankee Stadium, Minnesota won the Pinstripe Bowl against Syracuse 28-20. Syracuse lost six of its last seven games this year.
It sounds weird that a football game was at Yankee Stadium. But the Giants used to play there in the old days.
In the old days, that is correct. Right. There's the famed shots of what was called then the greatest game ever of the Giants' overtime championship win at Yankee Stadium with Frank Gifford era when he was playing. But we had Syracuse, remember, weren't they approaching the top 10 and people were talking Syracuse football here, and they're just, my goodness, in the tank. And yes, on top of the baseball field, there were certainly players a-slipping at that game today, and the same problem using a baseball field for a bowl game in San Diego.
And at Petco,
yeah.
bad ideas.
Yeah, it is a bad idea. They got a whole brand new football stadium down there in San Diego. What are they doing?
I heard they signed the contract for a few years, I think five, with Petco Park because the San Diego State Stadium wasn't ready yet.
It was ready now.
And they were going to have a game there last year, and then COVID cases canceled it. So they finally got a Holiday Bowl again. But, yeah, it was the first football game at the baseball park downtown last night. We've got a college football game in Orlando right now. It is Oklahoma still ahead of 13th-ranked Florida State, 17-11. Back to you.
Ephraim, real quick, your history. Why were the Giants football team called the New York Football Giants? Why were they called the New York Football Giants?
Because there was also the baseball team.
That's right. That was there way before the NFL.
Absolutely.
See, so the New York Giants that moved to San Francisco. All right, let's talk to Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets for the New York Post. I've known Brian for about 35 years. It feels like that. Brian, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Doing good. Say hi to Ephraim Salam.
Hey,
Chris
Brian.
Is off.
Hey.
Hey, let's go here. Let's start here. You're covering the hottest team in the NBA. 10 in a row. They've won all kinds of ways. They came back from 15 last night, held off the Hawks. What's the atmosphere? Just from afar, it feels like they're just playing basketball and they're not caught up on anything else. It just doesn't seem like there's anything else going on but basketball.
That's exactly right. Jacques Vaughn got named interim on the 1st of November, right? 2 days later, Kyrie Irving gets suspended.
Yep.
Jacques comes in the next morning at shoot around before DC and asks these guys, put all of that other stuff aside. Let's make basketball the main thing, right? Let's concentrate on basketball first above everything else. And since then, since that day, they've been 21-6. Right? He's actually got them focusing on what they should be focusing on. And he kind of, there's other things to it. He has simplified the defense. He simplified the offense. He's kind of focused on the core things that they need to do well. And he's made it easier for them to understand their roles. That's all true. But once guys started seeing some results and started winning, then they started trusting Jacques and trusting each other.
Sure.
More clearly than they ever trusted Steve.
So this is definitely a situation where, although it seemed like a couple years ago when Steve Nash was named the head coach out of seemingly the thin air, there was a level of trust and KD signed off on it, and that quickly, you know, ran afoul. Do you know when that transition from this is our guy went to – well, he has to get out of here?
Yeah, I want to be clear when I say this. I don't mean that they mistrusted or distrusted Steve personally.
Right.
Clear when I say that. I'm not saying that they thought he was a snake or anything like that. I'm saying specifically from a basketball acumen point of view, in trusting Steve or trusting Jacques, I mean trusting that the game plan will net results. That's what I'm talking about. And as far as when things went afoul, let's look at the Nets. I mean, there's been no end to the amount of drama that this team has produced. When they looked really good and they ended up losing to Milwaukee because KD's toe was
on the line, right?
Yeah, right. You got to remember, let's take a look at that team and look at that staff. When you have Mike D'Antoni, former coach of the year, and he's running your offense, and you have Ime Udoka, and he's running your defense, and you have Jacques Vaughn, a former head coach, and we see the kind of job he's doing now, all of those guys on your assistant coaching staff, you should look good, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of the attrition that the Nets dealt with. It wasn't just losing players. When you lose that much out of your staff from essentially a rookie coach, that's going to end up having an effect on what your team looks like.
Our guest,
and then
of course
the players ended up having their own drama, yes, which I think we've written and talked about ad nauseum, with Kyrie missing time, James Harden feeling some kind of way, James Harden wants to trade, whole thing starts to fall apart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Our guest is Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets for the New York Post. Let me ask you about Ben Simmons, who put up 10 shots in Atlanta last night. There was a time where he wouldn't put up any shots, or at least it seemed like it. What has happened to him? I mean, he's getting more and more confidence. They're doing alley-oops at the hoop for him. I mean, he just seems to be coming out of that shell. I'm not saying he's all the way back there, but he's definitely more like the player, or closer to the player he was in Philly than he was of late before that.
Well, I certainly couldn't put a number on it. I don't know whether it's whatever, 85%, 90%. I don't know. But I would say Ben Simmons is certainly healthier. I mean, it's obvious. Ben Simmons, if you watched him at the start of the season, everybody that saw Ben Simmons in Philly can remember him pushing the pace. I mean, Ben would try to run on, forget misses. I mean, he would want to run on makes. He didn't care. That's not what he was able to do at the beginning of the season. He was playing at a much slower pace. There was much less explosion when he was around the basket. He just clearly was not – he was not 100% physically. Now, I don't mean he was still injured, but I'm saying when you go that long without playing, there is innate rust, even if you are, quote, healthy, unquote. He is now getting closer to himself physically, and he's also clearly a lot more confident. When you see him in the locker room, when you talk to him, when you're around him, the guy's smiling. He's happy. He's confident. These are not traits that necessarily would have described him at the end in Philadelphia.
But
no
doubt.
Describing him now.
Ephraim, you got one more?
We got time.
We got about a minute or so, Brian.
I got one more. Now, the Nets have always been able to score offensively with KD, Kyrie. The thing that I'm impressed with, especially over this 10-game win streak, is their defense. Last year, they were just going to have to outscore you. Then they ran into Boston, which was a buzzsaw, and they couldn't do it because Boston was about defense. Talk about how their defense, they've bought into this new defensive philosophy that maybe Jacques has brought in to the team.
They've 100% bought in, and I'll say a couple things. One, if you'll remember Boston, listen, when they got swept, just look at how tiny that team was. Mm. Just physically look how tiny they were. You had Patty Mills and Seth and Kyrie out there trying to guard guys that were 6'9". All right? Now, you look at the Nets, you've got three starters, all of them 7-foot wingspans plus. You got other guys 6'9", 6'10", wingspan, T.J. Warrens, these type of guys. So they're bigger and they're longer. And that's that. I'm not even getting into Watanabe, right? So they're longer. They're able to defend. And the second part is Jacques has them now willing to defend. You see Kevin Durant diving.
Did you see the play last night?
Not only get a block.
Yeah. Yes.
Not only get a block, but diving to save a ball. He was more fired up about that than he was about any offensive play.
You don't see stars do that. That was a tremendous play at the end of the game, Brian. There's no doubt. Ephraim, right?
Yeah.
A star blocking the ball and then trying to save it from going out of bounds. Brian, spot on.
Yeah, it means something. Yep.
No doubt.
Yeah, it means something. And he's humble enough because I asked him about it. And I said, I asked Jacques, does this make it easier for you to preach defense and preach hustle when your best player is doing that? And he said, yes, 100% spot on. I asked Kevin Durant that, and he's too humble. He's like, listen, Jacques doesn't present it that way. I don't like to view myself as any different from my teammates, blah, 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 blah. But I enjoy making plays like that because I don't get that many opportunities to do it. But when I do it, it fires guys up. Right? Guys
All
get
right.
excited. They want to defend.
There it is, Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets. We'll check in with you, but, man, they're red hot. And the schedule, I'm not saying they look at the schedule. eventually somebody's going to beat them. But, man, it's going to be hard to beat them when they're clicking the way they are. We appreciate your insight, Brian. Happy New Year to you and your family, my man.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. Happy holidays, guys. Happy New Year.
No doubt. All right, coming up next, Ephraim, you ready? Shekel City. We'll do that, and we'll also preview the Cowboys and Titans. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Ephraim Salaam and for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay America.
Fuck.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, and for Chris Broussard. Can't believe the year's almost up. And it is time, Ephraim, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
So, Ephraim, a couple days ago, I knocked down about $1,100. I was feeling pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm not. And the worst part is, Ephraim, I wish I just had the gumption to put down the money that I think I should on some of these games. I'm just still afraid to
come
do
on,
it.
Come on, man. You got to believe in yourself.
I know.
If you're telling the people what to do, then you got to do it, man.
That Laker game the other night, after they beat Orlando, I was like, there's no way they beat Miami. It was a 7.5, 8-point spread.
Right.
And they get blown out. And yeah. I knew they would. And I should have put a bigger bet down, and I didn't. But all right, here we go. So I was
coming off the back-to-back.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I knew they weren't going to win. And now last night I had the Nets -6.5. They didn't cover. They won. But I had the Pistons beating the Magic, and I had the Heat beating the Lakers. So here's tonight. Shekel City, you can always go to BetMGM. Great place to put down a couple shekels. My best bet, Knicks -5.5 at the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Also going with the Grizzlies -2.5. They're in Toronto, north of the border. And I got the Titans +14, but I don't feel good now that I know Derrick Henry. I thought if he was playing, they could run the ball, limit the amount of possessions, you know, that the Cowboys right. could get. And make it a close game, but I'm not feeling as good. But anyway, remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, let's talk about that game and the Cowboys and the Titans. I mean, it's hard to feel good about the games. And this time of the year, Ephraim, you know it, when guys aren't playing and people are out, it just doesn't have the same feel.
No.
You know, they don't have their quarterback's not playing, and now Derrick Henry's not playing for the Titans. They've lost 5 in a row. At one point, man, they looked like they were a juggernaut. They were playing well.
Well, yeah, you know, the Titans early in the season, similar to last year, were the team that nobody ever talks about. But when you look up, you're like, oh my God, they're in first place. They're in second place in the AFC. How is this happening? They don't get a lot of coverage. National games, things of that sort, but Mike Vrabel's had them playing steady football. They've never needed a superstar breakout quarterback, elite quarterback. They always had King Henry. They'd hand the ball off. They played solid defense. But what we've seen this year, especially the second half of the year, is you realize you do need a passer of the football. You do need to be able to throw the ball down the field, and you know. Giving up AJ, giving up AJ, got the GM fired, right? Because now you don't have anybody really to throw to that fit that mold. You could just throw the ball up to him, and he can make things happen. And the defense isn't playing as well. The offensive line's a little banged up, so it just doesn't. You know, it's not one of those Tennessee teams that people fear anymore.
And we've seen the Cowboys have stinkers. I mean, they blew a 14-point lead. This is when the Packers were awful. Like, everybody was beating the Packers, and they lost that game. And then what was the other game they lost to? Jacksonville, where they were up by 17 at the half or something, and lost that game. So we've seen the Cowboys play some bad games. I can't imagine they're going to play a terrible game here with Tennessee missing, but they've lost 5 in a row. The Cowboys, do you trust the Cowboys going into the playoffs, or you're not sold?
No, I'm not sold. You got to sell me, right? You got to give me something that I can hang my hat on and be like, oh, they're for real, they're coming. I just don't see that with them. You got to prove it to me, especially with the Cowboys. So I'm waiting. I'm open for it.
Right. That's not there yet. I'm with you on the Cowboys, so we'll see. All right, our number two, sports really lost a real legend. And if you want to talk about GOATs, we lost one. Pele is gone at age 82, but we'll get into that and the history and soccer coming up. It is the Odd Couple. Stick and stay,
America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.